We're up to Kuf Yud Aleph on the day's top. Hi man, the Mefani Agidra de Dikla Achado Leila Didei Ruach Palga. Okay, a person who goes to the bathroom on a cut decal, a cut palm tree, so he gets possessed by a disease that takes away his blood. It's a cut palm tree. Ruach palga is morshitz, he says, means a holy hashituk. He gets paralyzed. The high man de matzli reishe agidra de dikla ach dele ruach tzrada. Right, the person who rests his head, I think that's what it means, right, rests his head on a long palm tree, so he gets possessed by ruach tzrada. Okay, ev chatzia rosh, he has a half a headache, or a headache on half his head. Hai man de posi adikla, a person who walks over or walks on top of a cut palm tree. E miktul kotl, e yakir miyakir. So either it kills him, Rabbi Rashbam says, e miktul kotl, e miktul so ilan nerek ha'ish. If the tree was cut down, then the person gets killed. The neker ha'ilan ha'ish meis. And if not, he dies. Either he gets killed or he dies. That's only if you walk over it. But if you walk on it, there's no problem. There are five different shades that are harmful. Tula de dikla yechida. One is the shade of a lone palm tree, which we learned before. Tula de kanda. Ashbam. There are four shades where there are shadim that take refuge in that shade, and therefore they're dangerous. Tula kanda shem ilan. It's the name of a tree, another kind of tree. What?
Canada.
No. Tula de parcha, right, is a tzlath, is a caper tree. Tula de zardisa is a shunbir. Shunbir, he says on the side here, is a tree of uzradin, some kind of fruit tree. All these trees are are dangerous. Now the only problem is, it says there are five, there's only four listed. So if you look at that Agos Agro, he adds Tula da Arvisa. The Aika de Amri Aftula de Arva Klola, which is the shade of a Arava tree. Okay. Aika de Amri Aftula de Arva. And some say, in addition to these five, is also the shade of a boat. Okay. The Tula de Arvisa. And some add also the shade of an Arava tree. And the way the Gra had the gear says the shade of the Arava tree is part of the first five. Not added. And the Ika de Amri just adds Tula de Arva. Klala de Milsa. What's the rule? Called the Nothish Anothe Koshi Tule. Called the Koshi Siula Koshi Tule. Anything that has a lot of branches, so the shade is more dangerous because the shadim like to be in that shade. It's a better shade. And anything, the Koshi Siluya, Rashbam. Tula de Arvisot, Seil Shel Arova. Nofe Anofov, Siluyos Eitzo. Anything that has a lot of branches, the shade is dangerous. And anything that has a thick trunk, also the shade is dangerous. Levar Mikoru Masa. Except for the tree that's called Korumasa. That one, even though it's a thick trunk and thick branches, not dangerous. Afagab the Koshi Siluyo, Lo Koshi Tule. Even though it has a thick trunk, its shade is not dangerous. The Omer La Sheda Libra, right? The shade said to its son, it's one of the things shadim reproduce, so they had children. So the shade said to its son, Pirchi Nafshach Mikoru Masa, Diihu Dekotl Avuch, Dekotl Lididei. Said, stay away from this tree called Koru Masa, because it killed your father, and it's going to kill you too. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Devei parchi ruchi. We didn't get here yet. Okay. Omar Ravashi, Chazino Rav Kahana, the Porish Mikulo Tule, Be Parchi Ruche, the Vezardisa. So Rashbam, the Ve Parchi Ruche, also Shadim, the Ve Parchi, Shimon Ruche. Ah, no. What's it called? The names of the Shadim that are by Parchi, Be Parchi, I don't know what that is. Are called Ruchi. That's their name, Ruchi. The Gemara is going to explain. Kamen Meforish, Mamai Nafkamina. Who cares what their names are? The Vezardisa Sheda. The Shedim that are Vezardisa, they're called Shida. That's their name. Right, these are names of trees. Beparchi is under a caper tree. The Shedim that hang around caper trees are called Ruchi. And the shadim that hang around Zardisa trees are called Sheda. The Vei Igri Rishbi. The ones that hang around roofs are called Rishbi. So my nafkamina, who cares what their names are? Lekmiya. Right? That if you have to write a kameya against these shadim, you have to know what their names are. So which shadim you're doing. The parchi, the shadim that hang around the caper trees, they're shadim, they have no eyes, like moles. The mai nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether they have eyes or not, in order to run away from them. L'chor, you don't have to run away from them, they can't chase you. If you get out of their immediate area, you don't have to worry about them. Zim nechada havi ozot sum rabon lafnuye lebe parchi. One time, a young Talmud Chacham went to the bathroom by these caper trees, which the shade is dangerous. Shama de ko'osu yuvayu. He heard that the shadim are coming after him. The gazilan, he ran away. Ki ozla chavke ledikla. When the shade ran after him, he couldn't see where he was going. So he knocked into the tree. The tzobach diklo pokahi. And the dekel dried up because the shade collided with it. And the shade burst. Rashbam, Tvei Igri Hametsuyim Begagos, Shadim that are on the roof. Rishpe Shmon, their name is Rishpe. Lemichtav Kameya B'Shem Elu. If you have to write a protective Kameya against these Shadim, you have to know what their names are. Gionim Huzak Tachas Beparchi Yichtav Lo Kameya B'Shem Ruchi. Lemay Nafkamina Legzuye Minay Levroach Miponeha, to run away from it. Since it doesn't have eyes, it can't chase him. So this Talmud Chacham heard that the Shadim are coming after him by the caper trees. The Shade, since it was blind, hid into the tree. So the dekel dried up from coming into contact with the shade, and the shade burst. Okay. Hahu. One second. Porcha de Vezardisa Shede. One second, there's something missing here. Vase. Shame Porcha. Okay. De Vezardisa Shede. The Gro takes that out, the Porcha. The ones that hang around the Zardisa tree are called Shady. Ho Zardisa the Smichel Masa Lopachsa Mishisin Shady. A Zardisa tree that's near the city doesn't have less than 60 Shadim on it. Lamai Nafkamina Lemichtav Lekameya. If you write a Kameya, you should write it against 60 Shadim, not against one. Ahu Bar Kosha the Masa, the Ozel the Koi Gabi Zardisa. There was a police officer, the head of the police force of the city, that went near this Zardisa, Davi Somich Lamasa, which was close to the city, Olu beishisin shei devistakin. 60 shadim attacked him, and he got in danger. Also, lahumarabonin lo yada hazardus of the shisin sheidi. So he went to a Talmud Chacham to have a kameya written to save him. And this Talmud Chacham didn't know that there were 60 shadim by hazardus near the city. Kasev lo kameya lechada shadim. So he wrote him a kameya that was good for one shade. Shoma de talu chin gobigadei. So when he went back with his kameya, he heard that the shadim hung a bell on the tree. The Komashru Hachin, they were singing the following. They were making fun of him. Right? He came with this one kameh against one shade, and we have 59 other ones here. And they sang this following song. Sudre Demar Kitzur Merabonin. This guy looks like a Talmud Chacham. Right? He's wearing a hat. Bedikno Be Demar Delo Yoda Boruchato. Right? We checked him out. He doesn't know how to make a bracha. He doesn't know the bracha of what's it called of Rashbam of Oter Yisrael B'Sifora, which is you make on a hat. He's wearing a hat, but he doesn't even know the bracha on the hat. Rashbam, Bar Kosha Shoter Ha'ir, policeman. The Katolu Bechinga Begadei De'ilan. They put a bell on the tree. They shade him. Sudre the market sumra bona, but diknilem the marva lo yod the memor borach. Shen yod the borach la sud the borach otor yisro besifara. Doesn't know how to make the bracha, right? Says that the hat, therefore, was a sign that he was a Talmud Chacham. They didn't know how to make the bracha otor yisro besifara. And that bracha says also goes on tefillin shorosh, which is supposed to scare away people. So he doesn't know how to make the brach on his tefillin, that he doesn't know how to protect himself from shadim. He didn't know how to write the kamiya properly. So another Talmud Chacham came, and he knew there were 60 shadim in the Zardesa. Kasev le kamiya the sheets and shadim. He wrote a kamiya that was effective against 60 shadim. Shomat the Ka'amru, and then he went back and he heard that they were saying, the Shadim were saying, Penu minaychu mihocha, get out of here. Penu minaychu mihocha, get out of here. The Kameya was effective and they chased away the Shadim. Ketev Mariri is another kind of shade. Trei Katvi Havi. The Ketev Mariri is two different kinds of Shadim. Chad mikmei tiara v'chad mibosar tiara. One before the afternoon, that's when it has its power, and one after the afternoon. The mikmei tiara ketev mariri shmo. The one before the afternoon is called ketev mariri. Umerze beikado de kimcha. Rashbam, it comes by a jar of kutach, of dip. That's where it hangs around. Rashbam. No Rashbam yet. Okay. The Hadar Bay Baksha, the Baksha, and it what's it called? It hangs around the jar of kutach, of this dip, and the Hadar Bay Baksha. And it, what's it called, gets mixed in, it revolves around the jar inside the kutach. The baser tira, the one that comes out after the afternoon, ketev yoshud tzorayim shmo. That shade is called ketev yoshud tzorayim. They're both mentioned in the Noam, in Yosheb Seser Elyon. Those are ketev marir, ketev yoshud tzorayim. Umerze bekarna de iza. It hangs around the horns of goats. The Hadar Bay Kanfe. And it revolves, the Hadar, the Kadar de Kimchum, is Galgabaso Kachel Kutach. It hangs around this jar of Kutach, the first one. And it, gets mixed in with the Kutach. The other one, What's it called? They kind of a Hadar Bay Kanfe. It's hangs. It's the place where it is between the horns of Izim. And it, what's it called? It revolves like a sieve. That's how it looks, if you could see it. It's both of them are turning around. They're revolving. Okay. Abaya havishok of Ozel. Abaya was walking. Ozel Rapapa miyamine v'rafun l'berei d'Rav Yeshua mismole. And Rapapa was walking to his right, and Rafun l'berei d'Rav Yeshua was walking to his left. Chazi lahu ketiv meriri. So he saw that the shade ketiv meriri was coming towards them. To ko'osi la'ape. The smali, coming down his left side. Ahadri la rapapa the smali, so he changed them. He put rapapa on the left to combat the shade. With rafun the brave of Yeshua mine. And he put rafun the brave of Yeshua on his right. Omerle rapapa, ano maish no de lochoshishli. Why'd you put me on the left? Weren't you afraid that the shade would harm me? You got Rabbi Yeshua out of there. Why'd you put me there to what's it called to confront the shade? Omerle at shaita kayemeslach. Right, Lamaisa, you're a rich man, and therefore you have good mazel. So the shade's not going to start up with you. Shadim don't start up with rich people, only poor people. Mechad b'Tamuz ad Shitzer Bay Vade Shchiche. From the 1st of Tammuz till the 16th, the Shadim are Vade around. It says in Shulchan Aruch that from Shivasa b'Tamuz on, there's also Makom Sakana, whatever, not to walk alone at different times in the afternoon. Because of these shadim. But here it's Mashma in the Gemara that the opposite, till Shivasra B'Tamuz, from Rosh Chodesh Tamuz, is even more dangerous. Mikan ve'elech sofik. Shchichei sofik lo shchichei. Right? After Shivasra B'Tamuz, it's not so shchiach. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. U'mishtachei betulei dechatzva, t'lo chotzav garmida. And they are in the, what's it called, in the shade of a chatzva, is a kind of tree. That what's it called? That's not higher than an amma, not a higher than an amma high. In the shade of that tree, that's where what's it called? A chatzva. Chatzva is grass. It's the kind of grass, the Rashbam says, that Yeshua used to make the borders in Eretz Israel. So the grass, a very high grass. If it didn't grow an amma, the shade of that grass is very dangerous. Uvetule de tsafra upanya deloha ve garmida. And also it's only the shade of the morning shade or the early afternoon shade. Those are the words dangerous. Sidresh Bam. The Hadri Larafuna Miamine Larapapa Mismole, Maishnoki in it ki ain chachoshish be. Why weren't you afraid that the shade would get me? You put me on their left side. Im Ezog. If I should get damaged, Shata Kaimelach Osherata, you're rich. The Yeshlech Mazel Tov, the low chiz of the Tizok, and the shade won't damage you. Mishtach Betula de Chatzuva Chatzav Esav Shetichim Bo Yeshua Es Eretz Yisrael. It's the grass that Yeshua used to make the borders in Eretz Yisrael. The Lochotz of Garmida Shlogodl Amma didn't grow an Amma, and it has shade. That's where it's dangerous. Okay. And that's where these shadim are also in the shade of the morning and early afternoon. The lohavi garmida, which is not an amma long. The ikar betulei de besakise. The main shadim are the ones that hang around the shade that's cast by an outhouse. Omer of Yosef. Hani klas mila yoiv arvona linahora min, what's it called? Arnova. Ivorum is blindness. I think these three things take away your eyesight. So, right. These three things take away your eyesight. The Nahor is your eyesight. Mondesoric Reisha Yadesh, person who combs his hair when it's dry, so it harms your eyesight. Umandashasi tif tif, person drinks from wine that's dripping out of a barrel. Umanda Masai Misane Adamaisne Kare. Rashbam, wine that's dripping out of a chodesh. If you drink it, it's dangerous for your eyes. The misnokari, ba'od sharaglav lachem b'mei arachitzei. He puts on his shoes while his feet are still wet from bathing. Doesn't dry his feet before he put your shoes on. Tloy b'beisa koshilaniusa. Rashbam, tloy b'beisa hatola pito ba'aver b'soch salechot. If you hang up a bread in a sack in the house, it's bad for makes you poor. It's a bad simon. It brings anias. Kedamri in sheit tola silta tola mazone. If you hang up your bread, you're hanging up your parnasa. The lo amarnella rifta, that's only bread. Avo bisra v'kabri lesson bo, but fish and meat and fish is no problem. Urchehi, that's a normal way. You hang up fish and meat. They used to didn't have refrigerators, so they hung it up to keep it, aired. But bread, you don't have to hang up. Pari bebesa koshilaniusa. So Rashbam. Talya silta salu pas besocho pari mursan. If you have mursan, is what they used to feed animals. It's bran. So if you have bran over the floor, it's also something that makes you poor. Neshura bebeisa koshile niyusa. Neshura piruim shall pass. If breadcrumbs, you walk over the breadcrumbs, you leave them on the floor, and you don't throw them away. The halacha is that breadcrumbs that are kazayis, so it's usher to throw them away just like this, because of bizoyin apas. Something that's less than a kazayis, really you're allowed to throw it away. But if you leave it on the floor and you walk over it, or you mevaz it, you stomp, throw it in the garbage, it's kashal anius. So therefore it's a good idea, even breadcrumbs that are less than a kazayis, to put into a bag and then throw them away, not to leave them on the floor and walk over them. Belele Shabbos, so Belele Revius, on Friday night and Tuesday night, Shoru Mazikin Olayu, Isra Demizoni Nokid Shmei. No, that's another thing. What's it called? On Tuesday nights and Friday nights, Shadim are, there's a lot of Shadim. Let's see if that's what it means. That's when they're, what's it called, when they're at the ikr on these breadcrumbs. The breadcrumbs are always a sakana, but the ikr on Tuesday night and Friday night. Okay. As isra de mezone nokid shmei. The shade that hangs around food is called nokid. Rashbam, nokid lashon nekiyus. Leficha ein roach is a clean shade. He doesn't like crumbs thrown around all over. He doesn't like a messy house that people walk over them. So he gets upset if you walk over the breadcrumbs, because his name is Mr. Clean. Okay. Isra danusia novel shmei. The shade that brings poverty is called novel. Shbam isra danusia novel shmei lashon lichluch. Novel is something dirty. The shema nichnas v'bayis shuroa she'ein noag in minig nikoyim b'pas. And he comes into the house when he sees people dealing with the pas in a dirty way. So apuma dechatzva koshili aniusa. Okay, one second. If you put on this grass. You put a plate of cheres, right? On a chatzva over here is not that great. Chatzva over here is a kad. It's a jar. If you put a plate of cheres on a jar, on a little barrel, so that's a bad thing for anius. That also attracts shadim. Man de shosi maya bitsoi kosher lebruksi. A person drinks water from a plate. So that's kosher lebruksi kilyan anayim, makes you blind. The ochel tachli v'lamoshi yade. Person ate tachli, some kind of cress, I think. Does somebody have what it means. Ma?
Tzemach bar shetamo charif.
Okay. So, right, so, the ochel tach livlam, and he didn't dry his hands. Mafchid tolsin yomim. So he gets scared. It brings you to panic. Right? It makes you have anxiety for 30 days. Beats of the car, lebruksi kilinainai. Mafchid veni of the alam. He doesn't know why he's scared. He gets anxiety. Right? It brings you anxiety for 30 days.